Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, we got your wheel of gift cards coming up, Kid Nation. Make sure you're listening. We'll tell you when to call in, and then you choose one of us to spin the wheel. Now, is Kelly back on the table, or are we removing a player? Is Kelly just going to play every time?
I don't know how that works. I mean, I'm fine to remove myself.
Because Kelly's going to play every time. Kelly, I hope you've been working on that spin.
Maybe some people think y'all are better luck than I am.
Maybe.
It's all about the good spin. Yeah. I'm going to be a hard spinner. I just want to let you know. I'm going to do the big old make that thing go all the way around thing.
Show off.
Yeah.
No, because I want to.
It doesn't make it land on a better card.
Nothing makes it land on a better card.
So.
You should be showing off and taking time. It takes a while for that thing to get around.
Yeah, it doesn't have a lot of resistance.
Or maybe there's somebody in the back you want to pick. Maybe you're really into part-time Justin or Trey. Trey's been working out.
Wouldn't that be fun if somebody is a big fan of maybe, you know, the Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips podcast.
Yeah. Amy or Lacey?
Yeah. They fight over which one does it.
Get Cheddar in here. White Cheddar come in here and be like, stop spinning. You know, whatever.
Anything you want.
Yeah, all that good stuff. All right, but we do
Bachman
need
George, if he shows up.
Yeah, right.
He'll be here. I don't know if he's here yet, but we'll let you know if George is here. And it is time for Love Letters to Kelly. This morning, it's brought to you by 23andMe. And Father's Day is right around the corner, and 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit, perfect gift.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
You're giving Dad the gift of discovery. Now, you probably got one for Mom, so Dad's all jealous now because he wants to discover a bunch of things.
True.
I've personally been going on my 23andMe profile every day to see if I'm related to that James guy from Jeopardy. Because I want to see if I could be as smart as he is. Now, here's the thing. When you get the health and ancestry kit, you're going to get the ancestry side. That's really cool. You get to meet family from all over the country and the world, and you'll get to find out where you're from.
Right.
But when you get the health kit, you get to find out about your lifestyle choices and how that goes into your genetic weight, your muscle composition, your sleep quality, all these little things that you've always noticed about yourself. You're going to start noticing, oh, it has a lot to do with my DNA, my genetics.
Cool.
And you know, your dad's going to love it. He's going to be on there for hours on end. So don't give him a tie. Don't give him socks. Those are going to wear and tear. Give him this. He's going to spend so much time finding out about himself and finding about your family. And this Father's Day, get $50 off 23andMe's Health and Ancestry Kit at 23andMe.com/kid. That's the number 23andMe.com/kid. Again, that's 23andMe.com/kid. And that offer is going to end on June 17th. So go get your dad that present right now. And love expert, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm really embarrassed about my situation. My husband and I have been happily married for 6 years. Recently, due to some changes in my sister's life, she's been staying with us for the past several weeks. She's the best. I'm more than happy to have her. My husband's been very supportive as well, but his behavior has changed for the worst. About a week after my sister moved in, she was doing dishes, and my husband came up from behind her and cupped her wrist. He acted like it was a hilarious mistake, and he thought it was me he was grabbing. So we all kind of awkwardly laughed and treated it like a blooper. But it has continued and escalated. He has climbed into her bed 3 different times in the middle of the night and blamed it on sleepwalking and being disoriented in the dark. And all the time I've known him, he's never once done this or gone into the wrong room or bed. My sister will be moving into her own place at the start of the month, and she started locking her bedroom door.
Good.
But that solves what's merely a symptom of the actual problem. My husband went full-blown creeper on us, and I feel sick. I'm extremely uncomfortable with the person my husband has shown himself to be, and he thinks it's enough to just say he thought it was me and shrug it off. I don't know what to do, and I'm so embarrassed. Jill.
I don't know what to do.
We've
never had a letter like this.
And that's bad.
That's really bad.
I wouldn't, if I was the sister, I would be making another arrangement today.
I'd be out.
I wouldn't be just locking my door and saying, well, I've got to the end of the month. No. She should have moved out.
Yeah. She's moving out the start of the month, so that's what?
Still,
this weekend?
I would have been out of there. I don't know why they
get
to the point where you have to lock your door.
Well, that one, okay, maybe sometimes I think that's my, and you walk up and you're like, oh, that's
I've grabbed
my wife.
Someone before, yeah.
But I don't know why he went
for the
boobies. That was weird.
And wrong bed 3 times.
But the jumping in bed part?
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
And if you're having to lock your door, she doesn't need to be in the house, number one. Yeah. She needs to get out, number two.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm assuming you've addressed this with your husband. You're not just laughing awkwardly and letting him get away with this is
not okay.
A mistake.
Mm-mm.
what do I mean, what do you do? Do you go to counseling? I don't know what you do in that situation. Maybe do you leave him? I mean, that's kind of extreme, but this is weird. His normal routine was shaken up, and he reacted in a really weird way. But
you need to put up some of those signs like they have at Six Flags with Disney World that say wife and an arrow pointing that way and sister with an arrow pointing that way. It's like, don't go that way.
See, and I don't look at it that way. I look at it as he has an issue.
He's dipping his toe.
Whether she's there or not.
He's dipping his toe to see if she's willing to reciprocate.
But it's just suddenly presented itself. You're telling me that all your years of marriage and you've been with this man, he's never shown this creepy side?
That's weird.
This is the first sign of it? Then that means maybe he's having a mental episode. Maybe something is wrong with him and he needs to go see a doctor. This is just really strange, and I don't know what to do with it, but I do know my sister would have been out of that house, and she would have...
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't care. People say she has nowhere else to go. Yes, she does. If you are desperate, you figure it out. People who are backed into a corner find a place to stay, and the fact that she's staying there is just weird to me, too, after all this has been going on. Not that I'm putting the blame on your sister. I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying, I don't know why she's still there with this creepy behavior going on.
You should feel safe in your sister's home with her husband. You should be able to... he should be leaving.
Yeah, right.
This guy's a creep.
It's creepy. What do you do from here? I hope you're talking to him about it and letting him know this is unacceptable and that maybe he needs to go talk to somebody if you're planning to have this marriage continue. Because, I mean, some people do have a really bad sense of humor, too, JC.
They do. But
some people have a really bad sense of
humor.
But
hooking up with sister-in-law is never going to go well with the wife.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I don't know after that one.
Lisa wrote us and said, today I overheard that one of my guy friends is planning to ask me out on a date very soon. Uh-huh. Now, I do like him, but I'm not allowed to date at 15, and I don't want to lie to my parents. I could see myself dating him when I do turn 16, though, but he might not still like me by that time. I really value his friendship, and I don't want to make things awkward between us and ruin what we have. How do I nicely turn him down without ruining our friendship? Please help. I love listening to the show every morning. Thank you.
You just say, I'm sorry, my parents won't allow me to date until I'm 16.
There you go.
And I really like you, and hopefully you'll ask me out again when I'm 16. And that's just it. You don't lie to your parents and sneak around. I never dated in high school. I didn't have a boyfriend. I'd like to think I eventually bloomed.
You blossomed, Kelly.
Not bloom in high school. And I had a guy who, he was under strict restrictions about dating with his family. We went to a very strict private Christian school, and we weren't allowed to go to movies. My parents gave me permission to go to movies. They were like, we don't have a problem with this on any religious basis. His parents refused to let him go, so he asked me out to go to the movies. He said, but you can't tell your parents because they're friends. And I said, no, I'm not dating somebody where I have to lie to my parents. But you know what? We ended up doing something else. He didn't just dump me. We went and did something else that I didn't have to lie about. And if a guy respects you, he will respect that you set that boundary and don't lie to your parents over it.
So you could still hang out with the guy, not his boyfriend or girlfriend, just around the friends.
Ask your parents how they feel about, hey, Mom, how do you feel? I know I'm close to 16 and I can't do a single date, but how is it with a group date? Can I do that?
Yeah.
But if he likes you, he'll ask you again at 16.
And for sure don't sneak. Coming from a guy who snuck in high school, I dated a girl who was not allowed to have a boyfriend, and we definitely got caught, and that was the first time I got yelled at by another parent other than mine. Bad.
Yeah, you don't want to have your parents lose your trust.
And he hated me after that. Yeah. The dad did.
But if you do sneak, I mean, sneak.
Al, stop it.
See, you're going to get caught.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
On Sunday, my boyfriend took me out to Perry Steakhouse in Dallas.
Whoa.
During dinner.
He's rich.
During dinner, I took off my ring to pop my knuckles, and well, he took the ring. Wouldn't give it back. I kept asking. I got mad. After dinner, he took me to the park, found a cute spot, pulled out a different ring, and proposed to me.
Aww.
I said yes, but I don't like the ring. I like my old ring. It was a promise ring. I told him before if he ever proposed to not get a new ring, but he still did, and I don't like it. And I got even more mad that he did it. I basically ruined his night. I feel so bad for it. How should I make it up to him, Dylan?
Oh boy. You gotta love on him hard. I mean, that's you screwed up. You hurt his feelings.
Yeah, you hurt
his ego. He thought he was doing something beautiful. Girls can screw stuff up, can't we?
Yeah, y'all can.
We can just, you know.
Yeah, but why do guys go so rogue when you tell them that's not what you like? Because we think you tell them.
Just because we don't want to take directions when y'all trying to tell us how to get to the freeway.
I know what she wants to wear on her body every day.
No, my body, my choice. Normally, the ring we get you as a promise ring is something we get you when we're not very well off with money.
Put that on your right hand. She can still wear it on her right hand. She can, you know.
He thought he was upgrading her.
Man, yeah. And what do you do when he surprises you like that? You know, I think now guys kind of ask and get an idea of what you like so it's not this horrible, like you said, a rogue choice.
Generally speaking, we do. But sometimes we do like to go out on our own and get our, because it's us. You know, we're actually making this decision. And I did this myself. I bought a diamond at one place. I bought the band at one place. Put it both together. And she, at least from what she told me, she loved it. But I took a lot of pride in that because I knew from then on, every decision in life was going to be hers. The ring was my decision. So I'm just saying it was something that I took a lot of pride.
Spoiler alert, Al's marriage didn't work.
I get it. I mean, I don't. Most girls think about this, and Kelly, you've even said the same thing. You think about your wedding day. You think about getting married. You fantasize about that your entire life. Guys do not. So I think that's why girls, defending the woman here, that's why girls do get so upset. They don't look at the bigger picture that they're getting married, but that is the reason girls get upset is because they look at these. You guys don't look at rings and bridal magazines all the time.
No.
Girls look down at their hand every day. They want to love it.
Yeah. I get that, but there's also a time and a place for that. It's not right after he gets down on the knee and puts it in your hand. You're like, I don't like this.
That's a thing.
You know, love it. Be excited about it. Yeah. You ruined his night. You ruined the moment. You don't like the ring. Well, if you would have worn that ring for maybe a couple of weeks, he might have kind of picked up on the vibe. It's like maybe, you know, maybe something would have happened naturally where you could have gone and exchanged or something else. I don't know, but you blew that part. Just, you know, women, there's so many wives that wear the ugliest jewelry because their husband loves them and picked it out for them. And they wear it and they were like, you know what? I have a husband that loves me and bought me this ugly thing. They wear it. Because it's not the end of the world. But, you know, I get it. You want your ring to be something you love. And I get it. So all you can do from this point on is just love on him. And you say you're sorry, but don't keep nagging him with the apology. Because I think the more you apologize, it only ends up making it worse.
He knows how much you hate it based on that.
Yeah.
Just apologize. Love on him. Love. And hopefully he'll get past it.
And the future, is it better to just get excited about the fact that you're going to get married and yay? And then like a week later, go like, hey, honey, I want to be really truthful with you because we're in a marriage now. We're about to be. Can we trade it out?
You know what? That's a nicer way. It was a nicer way of handling it.
Breaking his heart when it happened.
He still might have his feelings a little hurt because he wishes you could have done better. But in that moment, the proposal,
it's ruined.
You know? Can't get it back.
I feel like that's what my wife does at Christmas time when I get her a bad gift. She'll wait about a week because she knows, you know, you got to return it in time. And she'll tell me, I don't really like it. Can I return it?
I'm probably going to return that.
It doesn't hurt my feelings by then because it's been a week. So I'm already good.
Yeah.
So that's a better way.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married for 3 years, together for 4. Our marriage has had ups and downs. I'm the one with a lot of issues. I get very insecure, and that has caused massive problems. I've questioned him a lot because I'm afraid if he will go out without me, something will happen. He's not the cheater type, and I know I can trust him, but my insecurities have made our relationship hard. I thought things were okay between us, but we had a big talk, and he said he isn't as happy as I thought he was. He told me his feelings and love for me were not the same. I'm more determined than ever now to fight to get better and be more confident, but I just don't know if I'm too late. I asked him if he wanted to stay or take some time apart, and he said, I'll stay. I want to think that's a sign that maybe I still have a shot of turning things around if I can keep it together and show him I can do better. Kelly, do you think I still have a shot? What can I do to help my confidence? Diana.
Well, yeah, you still have a shot. That's a good sign that he wants to stay. Mm-hmm. But you need to get into counseling, and you need to do things that make you feel positive about yourself. And that's the only thing. You're going to have to conquer this. Mm. There's nothing less sexy than an insecure woman. There's nothing less sexy to a man. They like a confident woman. And you see some of these women out there, you were so concerned about our bodies and our body image and how we look and, you know, naked and in a bathing suit. And then you see some women out there.
Rocking it.
Rock it.
Own it.
Oh,
and
so
they
sexy.
Might be, by everybody else's standards, not the ideal shape. You know,
right.
They might be carrying 20, 30, 50, 100 extra pounds. But they rock it and they yep. own it and they're confident and men are attracted to that.
Oh, yeah.
So
true that.
It is true. So you need to get into counseling. You need to get into therapy. And you just, yeah, I think you still have a shot.
Yeah.
I think you have a shot, but you're going to have to get professional help. Because you think you can conquer it by self-motivation, and maybe you can, but I think you need some professional help.
We were just talking about this off air, and it's not just women having men, too, because this week on
Sometimes.
The Bachelor.
Yeah.
On The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah.
Insecure is not cute.
That Luke guy that's the best, everybody thought was a front runner, started acting insecure, and you could see The Bachelorette just losing complete interest in him.
Confidence is so sexy, but like she said, also confidence and cocky. You
fine
know,
line.
It's
yeah.
a fine line.
She unfortunately had cockiness and insecurity. He had both
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, all the mess
yeah.
going on.
Hey, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do these on Mondays and Wednesdays. Our love expert helps you out just like that. No problem at all. Coming up next, it's time for our midweek update with Anna. And she also has some awesome news going in her life. She's really excited about.
Oh.
And our game, the
Wheel of Gift Cards.
Your chance to play is coming up here in the next 20 minutes, so make sure you're listening up.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I got a text here from a Kid Nation member.
Yeah.
About Wheel of Gift Cards, and it says, hey, guys, once a gift card is revealed, is it still on the wheel and up for grabs? Yeah, we refill the wheel every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the amounts do change daily. That's why we reveal what it was, so you know that you could want this much or this much.
Pretty much no way you can lose here. I mean, you know, you're going to win.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what you're going to win.
Yeah, but we are going to have to refill the wheel every day. So, yeah, it'll be up for grabs. It might just be a different amount.
There you go.
But the stores will still be there. And speaking of that, your chance to play is coming up here in about 10 minutes. But we have our girl Anna in studio right now. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Anna had her very own wheel of gift cards in her purse.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Fun fact.
Yeah, I went to Target this weekend, and I ended up having 3 Target gift cards
Whoa.
In my bag.
Yeah,
best.
I just, like, found them one after one when I was, like, checking out. It was the best.
That's the best, yeah.
See, that's why I wish we had purses out, because then sometimes you find little treasures down there.
I can arrange that.
Yeah, I have a gift card purse.
Yeah.
I would
get your merch.
I'm glad you said that. That's going to be for, what do you have coming up next? You just missed your birthday, so for the holidays.
Father's Day is coming up, Jenna.
So. I don't buy you gifts. You're not my father.
Who's your daddy?
Kelly has a bag of gift cards.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you do.
So cool.
And it is full.
Yeah, so Kelly will never miss it. Wow,
oh
Kelly.
My gosh. Dairy Queen, Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, Kelly gave me a gift card.
I have
Apple.
I have a drawer of gift cards.
You got to keep them organized.
Yeah, but I don't have them with me, so whenever I go to the stores, I don't
never have them.
Why you always have them with you.
That's why I need a... Not
you need a purse. You need a purse.
A satchel. I call it a satchel. That's what we need. And Anna, other good news for Anna is the man is coming.
Yes! I'm so excited. Yeah, my boyfriend and I are going to... We see the end of the tunnel with the long distance thing.
Yeah.
Really exciting.
When is it?
We're aiming for him to move here at the end of the summer. So around like August, September. Yeah,
awesome.
I know. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
I like don't want to like jinx it or anything. So like knock on wood. But yeah, I'm so excited.
That's cool that he's moving out here.
Yeah, I won.
We won, Anna, because we didn't want to lose you.
I won.
We won.
I won.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I'm really, it's still a few months away, so we still have like
that's
the summer.
Fine,
have
yeah.
a goal, that's
but,
great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it really, really does feel like the light at the end of the tunnel.
And first time living cool. together?
Yeah,
okay.
Which is a little nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking.
But like way more exciting than not,
okay.
I guess. So.
So he's coming to town.
Yeah.
Anna won. All right, let's get to the midweek update.
Okay. Yes, hello.
Hello.
So I'm here to catch you up on some stuff that's been going on the last few days.
Okay.
And hopefully make you laugh or at least just like breathe heavily out of your nose. Because like, you know. Because a lot can happen in a few days.
Sure.
You know, for example, Drake went to the Bahamas. Jenna went to Cabo.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al went to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Target.
Nice.
You know,
it's a win.
Uh-huh.
It really is. So this past weekend, speaking of, was pretty epic, as we all know. A certain someone was all over our Instagram feeds. Don't think that we didn't notice.
Mm.
Yesterday, no one could stop talking about how over the weekend, Alan was in a Speedo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
He was sauntering.
What was that run he was doing?
Yeah, he was sauntering in
a
Speedo.
This bit
said it's the official start of summer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I agree.
I feel like this music was behind it.
And Pixie Dust.
But, yeah, I hope you didn't think I was about to talk about something else.
No, not at all.
What would it be?
Not at all.
Yeah, did you think I was about to talk about a certain judge on The Voice?
No.
What? A certain musician?
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that Adam Levine is leaving The Voice.
Pretty
out of
there. Yeah, pretty crazy.
He's gone.
Okay, so I don't know why I find this kind of funny, but Apple is revamping the iPod Touch. Did y'all see that?
I saw a blur.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel nostalgic, like, all the time, or it just gives me hope to, like, keep trying old things. But, yeah, they're basically, it's basically just, like, an old iPhone, but without the phone. But it has FaceTime, and it's, like, for music. So, do you want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
Sure.
JC, can I borrow your phone?
Oh!
But I'm
burn. Or as we used to say, fry your eye.
You're so lucky I didn't get my new phone yesterday, because your joke would have bombed
on
that one.
That's really true. That would have gone horribly.
Is it a three?
It's okay. What?
Is it a three?
He's a five.
I thought it was a four. I thought it was a four. I thought it was a two.
Whatever this is.
That's the iPod Touch.
That was a BlackBerry.
It's okay. Don't let him talk to you like that.
The razor.
It's okay. What is this? Is it a four?
A five?
I love
that you don't even know, to be honest.
It's beautiful just the way it is.
Yes, it is.
The thing won't break.
But once we all get our new and improved iPod Touches, are you guys going to put Miley Cyrus's new music on it?
Oh,
maybe.
Yeah. She announced that she's releasing new music coming up. I'm pretty sure, like, this week. I think I could be misspeaking. Anyway, she performed some of her new songs over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And one of the lyrics that people keep talking about is that she says, "I love you, Nicki, but I listen to Cardi."
Ooh.
I know. But she later explained that basically you can enjoy two artists that, like, fill the same lane. Uh-huh. And, like, no, like, I love them both or whatever. So it's basically like saying, "I love you, Miley, but I listen to Hannah."
Oh.
Hannah Montana. And lastly, so did you guys hear about the new Pokemon app?
No.
That's okay. Not the Pokemon Go?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay.
So, the Pokemon company basically announced a new app called Pokemon Sleep. So, they're saying that what Pokemon Go did to walking, Pokemon Sleep will do for sleeping and provide entertainment.
While you sleep?
Exactly. Yeah. So, if you think that your Instagram ads are already creepy of things you're thinking, you're going to start getting ads in your sleep.
No.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta dream them all. Pokemon. Okay? but also, I'm excited for Jenna to interpret Pokemon dreams.
Yay.
Yay.
Do you have one?
A Pokemon dream?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Next year. But you will be the first to know.
That's our very own noodle head right there.
Okay, hey.
Noodle head.
I should not call
her
that.
I told her some lady called her noodle head.
Yeah.
It's a bully.
It's okay.
It is a bully. We all have the bullies on here.
Well, I love noodles. So
same.
If you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's not really a diss if we really all... Who doesn't love noodles?
Everybody loves a noodle, right?
Your hair is the first thing that my husband fell in love with.
Aw, that's sweet.
When we were all in the... We were doing the Florida Everglades.
Yeah.
You know, and we were on that boat, and Anna's hair was just flapping in the breeze. He was mesmerized.
Yeah, he was.
He took a picture and he sent it to me. It was so cool.
Day he fell in love with you.
He took a picture?
Yeah, because my hair was like really like in the wind.
Yeah,
it was really cool.
Hey, train in the house.
Was he wearing a Speedo when he took the picture?
That would have been awkward.
That would have been very awkward. All right, Kid Nation, are you ready to play?
Wheel of Gift Card.
Yeah, we'll get this right
someday. Wheel of Gift Card.
All right, pick up your phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
So we're looking for caller number 13 to play, and all you have to do is choose somebody that works in the office. I guess we opened it up for the people in the back as well.
Why not? Give them some fun.
Yeah.
They can all spin if they want to. You could choose somebody in the studio here or somebody in the back, whoever your favorite is. It's all good. As long as you win some money, you get two chances. You can either take the first one it lands on or say no, spin again.
Yep.
We'll wait for you to call and we'll play next.
It It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
We know all kids
are. All right. Here we go, Kid Nation. We asked you to call in. Big Al Mack is grabbing the wheel for us. Yep, yep. Let's bring in our contestant, Ariana.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I'm super excited.
Awesome. What are you up to right now?
Oh, I'm just hanging out with my kids. They're all sleeping, so.
Oh, they're still sleeping?
Some quiet time.
So,
I'm in Colorado.
Officially summertime.
Oh.
Is it summer for you? Are the kids out?
No. Oh, no. It's Colorado, so it's still snowing in the high elevation, so.
Wow.
You're not high, are you?
No.
Elevation-wise, yes, she is.
We're about 6,000 feet, so.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's up there.
That is pretty high up there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to be really quiet for Ariana because this is her favorite time of the morning when the kids are still asleep.
Yes,
so good. All right, well, we have a bunch of gift cards right there ready for you to take. Which one of us would you like to spin the wheel for you?
I'm going to go with Jenna.
Jenna!
Right. Yay! Girl power. Yeah.
All right. So Jenna gets to spin today.
All right, I'm going to do my best for you, girl.
Now, what kind of Jenna are we going to get here with the spin, though?
What do you mean, what kind of Jenna?
Are we going to get...
What? You can't handle it?
Spin, or are we going to get regular spin? Or
I haven't even gotten a practice spin. I don't know how sturdy this is.
It's a new wheel. Don't break it.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here we go.
All right.
This is exciting.
Spinning.
There you go.
Can you hear it?
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. It's a JCPenney gift card.
All right.
Ariana, would you like to keep the JCPenney gift card, or would you like to let that one stay and spin again?
Let's spin again, Jenna.
She wants to spin again. Okay,
all right.
Let's go. Now you will find out what it was worth after you find out what you win.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're going to be stuck with whatever this one is on. Oh.
Pro Flowers gift card.
Pro Flowers.
Let's go. All right, so now you got to reveal how much is in that gift card.
Oh, okay. You just got yourself $300.
There you go.
Flowers.
Nice. You got Mother's Day covered, some birthdays.
Oh, yeah, for yourself or for gift.
Yeah, right? For the house, man. Yeah. If you want the house to smell nice,
sure.
Fresh flowers. Now, moment of truth. How much was the JCPenney gift card worth today?
Okay. Should I take it all the way off?
Yeah, she could have won, yeah.
$200.
$200. Okay.
So, yeah, she made $100 on that choice right there.
Good
Ariana,
job.
Congratulations.
Good job, Ariana.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day today with the kids. How'd the wheels feel?
The wheel felt good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it felt good. Do I put this back on there?
We're going to change them out. Yeah, we changed
it. Replace it.
Yeah. Just take it off. Replace it.
We'll get brand new totals for those gift cards.
Yep.
You got another chance to play tomorrow, Kid Nation. Just like that. Dude, my dude James is still winning on Jeopardy, by the way.
Still?
Jeopardy James?
Yeah.
So they're still taping live every day?
Well, no, they're not taping. They're on hiatus, but these are the ones they've already taped.
Oh, so they know how long he's gone?
That's the thing is, you know, like shows like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, they cram a month's worth of shows into 2 or 3 days of filming.
Are you telling me I could find spoilers on Jeopardy?
If you had somebody in the audience that wanted to ruin it for
you.
Wow. Yeah,
oh, that's right, because they have last year the audience. So.
You want to know?
No, I don't. It's become a thing that my wife...
What time is it on?
Six, I think.
Okay.
Somewhere around
there. Well, it's syndicated, so it's
different times, different
place. Yeah, my time. It's.
And I just read...
I don't turn on regular television anymore.
We watch it...
I'm only on, like, Apple TV.
Yeah. Well, that's our thing now with the kids. We watch it. And we all cheer for James.
Yeah.
So the kids are into it. And yesterday, Kenzie wouldn't be quiet because she answered a question that none of the contestants knew. She answered it correctly, so she thinks she won the Super Bowl. She really does. What was it? It was
have you ever done that before? You watch one, and then when it's on again, you watch it with someone like you.
Oh, and
watch
destroy it.
Already,
yeah, and they're like, whoa.
Whoa, you're so smart.
Yeah, she answered, do you know what a sunbrella is?
A sunbrella?
Sunbrella. That was her answer. I think it's some sort of fabric.
Sunbrella.
It's actually a brand of umbrella.
It's an outdoor
brand of umbrella.
Right? Sunbrella?
Mm-hmm. I have one.
Is it? Because it was something they said.
It holds up in inclement weather.
A fabric that was from the 1950s that was used to protect you from the sun and blah, blah, blah. And she got it right.
Cool.
How about that?
Well, check this out. Speaking of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek shares a mind-boggling cancer update.
Okay.
Almost 3 months after the Jeopardy host announces from ABC News, announced that he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's revealed in an interview that he is near remission. How about that?
Wow.
I don't know how close.
He said some of the tumors have shrunk by about 50%.
That's great.
Yeah.
I haven't read the entire article.
Oh, if I didn't take your showbiz top five.
No, I didn't put that in there.
You didn't put Alex in there?
No. I would have shot you a dirty look if you had that.
He's 78 years old, and I mean, pancreatic cancer, 9 times out of 10, is a
stage 4 is usually not good, but I mean,
and that age,
people can overcome stage 4.
And it's a lot about your attitude, and you know, say what you want to say about Alex Trebek. He's a fighter.
True. I mean, my uncle, when he had cancer, and the doctors told him you could live anywhere from up to 6 months. Basically, he said, "I'll be dead in 30 days." Dead in 30 days.
Because he had that attitude.
Yeah,
you think?
It's about your where you are.
Wow. You know?
And then we've got the other guy that's come up here 2 or 3 times in the wheelchair. Gosh, I can't remember his name. At the movie and the book.
The guy that's got.
Oh, man, such a nice guy, a nice family.
The whole family comes in with the dad that's.
Oh, Mr. John?
Yeah. Payne.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he's a fighter.
Fighter.
Yeah.
Fighter.
But he outlasted by years.
Yeah.
A decade. Because he's just doing it.
Yep.
A real treat for you this morning as well, Kid Nation. I want to let you know that about an hour from now, and if you're watching Kid TV, Jeff Dunham is going to be on the show.
I can see your lips move.
You did?
And it sounds bad.
I practiced.
Oh, gosh, I thought something was happening.
Jeff Dunham is going to be on the show. How's that?
And you didn't have a dummy in your hand.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing ventriloquism.
Peas are hard.
Yeah, how do you do the peas? I just use the T instead.
Well, since we're on the radio, you can go ahead and move your lips,
Yeah. No, but I'm trying to do ventriloquism because that's what Jeff Dunham does.
Okay.
I feel like we should do a whole break trying to be like Jeff.
Well, he also does it, and he's funny.
Well, let me get ventriloquism down before the jokes come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just need to practice, JC.
Yeah. I could be the greatest ventriloquist ever. Ever.
So far, so good. Yeah. I feel like you sound like if Annabelle could talk.
I feel like I'm a creepy doll.
Have you seen the preview last night?
No.
Yeah, Annabelle coming home. Annabelle is supposed to be kept in that box, but some babysitter gets her out.
You know, I have to get rid of all the dolls in my house because my daughter and my son watch Coraline?
Coraline, yeah.
Yeah, they watch that movie, and now we can't have dolls in the house. All gone.
You should show them Annabelle.
Yeah, nope, not going to happen.
I'm using with your ventriloquist act.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back in the day, JC, when we would solicit for phone calls and no one would call, Kid would say, all of our listeners are totally satisfied.
Totally satisfied.
100%.
Oh, no.
Satisfied.
No one wants to know anything.
Say, they're all good.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's the thing. We've had issues with our phone, so we're just...
People are texting.
We have plenty of texts. We have a lot of you texting, and maybe you're already at the office and you don't like getting in trouble with the boss. That's fine. That's totally cool. But it is whatever Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And those questions you've had, we can answer for you. Those stories you wanted to bring up, definitely can do that for you as well, Kid Nation. In fact, the first question I saw in the text was, what was the exact date JC started working at the Kid Craddock Morning Show? Now, if I remember correctly, I believe my exact start date was July 7th, 2006.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
You do, yeah?
Well, I just know you were almost exactly 2 years before me.
7-7.
Yeah.
7-7-6.
I think it was July, because I remember I spent 4th of July in San Diego with my friends, said goodbye, and my wife, or my girlfriend at the time, and I got in our little U-Haul. Put my green truck behind there so I could pull it, and I'd add miles to it, and took off.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go over your miles on Green Thunder.
No.
Was it Green Thunder or Green Lightning?
Green Lightning.
Green Lightning.
Yeah, Green Lightning would not have made it. 100%. That was the first time I saw tornadoes, because I had to drive through, the...
Tornado Alley or whatever.
I don't know if it was Tornado Alley, but we definitely saw tornadoes way in the distance, not anything close to us.
Yeah.
and some crazy storms. But yeah.
All right.
It's almost my anniversary.
Asked and answered.
What's going on, Jenna?
Well, someone's asked a couple times on the text because I keep seeing it. I want to learn Spanish while driving to and from work. I commute 2 hours a day. Any suggestions on audiobooks or apps I could use? And you know what? I will be honest. I have fallen off the Spanish train, and I'm upset about it, and I've decided I'm going to commit and get back in. But something I did when I was really motivated in the first month, there is a program called Accelerated Spanish, Master of Memory. And, you know, they advertise that you can learn it in a month. There's different levels of this program, but what I started doing, a lot of they have podcast episodes that are free, and it was so great when you're in the car to listen, because you repeat back words, and the way they teach you is by a story, which is kind of a different way of learning, and I really liked it. Being an adult now, not being in school with textbooks, right, and you're not able to look at a textbook and learn conjugations, it actually goes through a story of teaching you verbs and grammar and the structure of sentences. I loved it. It really helped me. But anyway, it's called Accelerated Spanish, and there's little podcast episodes you can download. And then I ordered the textbooks as well.
Okay.
So that's what I recommend, and I'm going to get back on it.
We recommend you listen after 10 a.m. Yeah, Central.
Definitely after 10 a.m. Central. And Jenna, I think I might need you to hang out with my kids this summer since you're getting back on the learning the Spanish bandwagon.
Are we at the same level?
My kids are probably a little bit past your level, but since at school all they do is speak Spanish because they go to a Spanish-speaking school, I think they're going to need that extra Spanish throughout the week. So if you could stop by,
use it or lose it. Yeah,
because my wife can't speak it, and then I forget
Kinsey
to speak
said
it. Because
she wants to take lessons with me.
Do it, please. That'd be great. Because my kids will, they understand it and they speak it at school, but with me they won't. I think it's because they get intimidated because I'm from Mexico. Yeah,
they're showing off, rolling your R's off fancy.
Well, I'm sorry, that's how you properly pronounce burrito. You know? You just have to pronounce it like that.
Chloe.
Burrito.
What'd you call her?
Chloe?
Chloe. No, she's just Chloe. That's fine. From the text, since you guys are all pretty healthy and stuff, would each of you say your ideal healthy breakfast, asking for a friend? JK, I'm asking for myself. All right?
What are healthy breakfasts?
Because we're all different when it comes to eating breakfast. I eat a pretty big one. I have 5 eggs. Egg whites in the morning, first thing. So 5 egg whites in a protein shake. So I put it in there. And then I add peanut butter. And then I have a cup of oatmeal. And then I'll have maybe a 4-ounce chicken breast or beef if I have
it. That's in the morning?
Mm-hmm. I'm
the same way. I eat a lot more in the morning throughout the day, and I trail off to the point that sometimes I barely eat a dinner. I found that's what's worked best for me, but I hate saying this, but man, almost every morning now I eat those egg white bites from Starbucks.
Oh, they're so good.
And I hate saying that because you're going to go make them sell out again. But I love them. I love them.
What about you, Kayla?
Well, I've just been eating oranges.
Yeah.
That's just been my thing because it's just easy at work. But I miss my Kelly bowls from the deli. That was scrambled eggs with, I put a bunch of peppers and onions, jalapenos, salsa, cheese, and
so
bell peppers, just all the veggies and cheese in a scramble. It was really good. I missed that.
Al?
My fantasy breakfast is 4 biscuits, 4 slices of bacon, and about 3 or 4 eggs.
Oh, so good.
On. That's my fantasy breakfast.
But your healthy breakfast?
Yeah. Water and at one of those bars.
What's up, Megan?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's your question for the show?
So I follow the Kid Nation on Instagram, and I love seeing all the pictures of everybody and their significant others. Do they have to give permission for them to post pictures of you and your wife, Jenna and boyfriend, Kelly and Al, or Alan?
No, I'm pretty cool with it. I trust.
I had to give permission.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm a little different than everyone. Yeah, I waited. Yeah, I waited a while, and I said it's okay. But yeah, for a while, I kept it pretty private. I don't post him very much.
Usually,
they just
repost what we post anyway. Right?
Yeah, for the most part. So it's usually something that our significant others already have seen. In my case, I will post embarrassing things from Kinsey on my Instagram story. Because those are the fun.
Good, keep it up.
Yeah, I got you on that, Megan. Thank you for following us. And if you want to follow us, go to kidnation.com. All our tags are up there.
Yep.
If you want to follow along. Hello, Madison.
Hi.
All right, what's your question?
I was wondering what moment each cast member has been proud of the other cast members for their Kid Craddock career.
Oh, Lord.
Kelly?
Right. Why you start with me?
Go ahead, Kelly.
I got a thing.
No, you got to tell us. Go ahead.
But I got a thing.
Madison wants to know right now.
I don't know, Madison.
I mean, you got to think. We've been here a little. 24 years.
Yeah, we've been here a minute.
I'm happy for you meeting Blake Shelton, but is that the moment I'm proud of you?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll say
my most proud moment for Kelly was when she went on the beach in a bathing suit and took pictures and was totally cool. And
oh, yeah.
I was proud of you for that because that was a big moment for you.
Thank you.
I was proud when you had him with Kelly.
Thank you.
I was proud that Jenna started her own company. I'm proud of her for that.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my most proud moment for myself, too, probably.
Al?
Yep.
What's up, bro?
Thanks, must be nice guy. Thanks, must be nice guy.
That was the other question. Who's your favorite character from Kids Bits?
JC taking over that spot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Kelly.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. JC really stepped up.
Yeah, that's a hard question to answer because we've done so many.
Kelly, we were just very recently proud of you. We all flew out for your big award.
Oh,
that was very nice.
Really cool. I'm proud Al's wearing a shirt that I would wear right now. That's a dope shirt. I like that,
you
man.
You would wear that.
Yes. Those are in style.
What do you mean, Kelly?
GQ.
I'm proud of
y'all's weight loss.
Yeah.
Thank you. Back to my shirt.
So good. I like that shirt. I meant to tell you, I like that shirt.
JC would wear that on vacation.
No, I
would. I don't think he'd wear that around town.
Go one button lower, though.
One button lower?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there you go, bro. You got this.
All right. Sexy thing going.
Coming up next, Jeff Dunham, the man who brought ventriloquism back. He's the godfather, I would say. He's the man everybody thinks of first. He's going to be joining us on the phone next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Fun fact, did you know that our next guest saved ventriloquism all on his own? That's what the people say, Big Al Mac.
Wow.
Yeah,
now single-handedly, literally.
Single-handedly, and that hero is on the phone with us right now. Jeff Dunham, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I don't know if that's supposed to be a good thing or a bad thing, because, you know, it was dying a nice, happy death.
Going away peacefully, huh?
You know what? You brought it back, Jeff. That's all that matters.
Well, it took a dead terrorist, but, you know, there you go.
Now, Passively Aggressive, it's an international tour, and it's going to be all over the country, so we will give you tour dates and all that stuff so you could check out Jeff live in action. But, dude, how excited are you that you have your own biography on A&E now?
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But actually, it's the second one, because we did one, I think it was 7 years ago. And this is interesting to me, is that biographies, that type of thing now, documentaries, are doing away with the spokesperson or the voice of God or the whatever you want to call it. And so now, that show biography's been around since, like, the 70s. And now, what they're doing is they're throwing away all their old ones, putting them on the shelf, and they're redoing it, revamping the show. And now they do it just storytelling, and so I did one 6, 7, 8 years ago, and this is the crazy part, it was the number one biography ever, biggest ratings I've ever had at any biography, so apparently I beat Hitler and the Beatles.
Look at you! Now, should we watch the one from 7 or 8 years ago before, in case we missed part one yesterday?
It's got to be online somewhere, I have no idea, but, you know, and so what they wanted to do is they wanted to redo some of their biggest ones, and so they did me and Foxworthy and who else? I can't remember who else, but a couple of others, and they're starting those all this week, so it's kind of cool. Whatever.
Was it exciting to you to see that you've inspired? I mean, now we watch all of these talent competitions, and we see young girls, young kids doing ventriloquism and really having a passion for it. Do you feel proud of that? Because you kind of reinvigorated
it? Well, yeah, but I'm also kind of worried that they actually watched my show.
yeah, you definitely don't watch. I accidentally did that, Jeff. I watched a part of his special on Netflix, you know, because he wanted to see the dummies.
Yeah.
And I forgot that Jeff is very mature.
Well, this is the big debate that I have right now, because coming up in Dallas, and that's the thing, I'm taping my next special on June 21st and 22nd at the American Airlines Center, and it's like, I really have to debate this, because it was fun when it was on Comedy Central, because we could have the bleeped version, and then when DVDs were big, we had, you know, the family-friendly version, and then the regular version. But on Netflix, you got one shot, so it's like, you know, I think I'm really going to clean it up and make it family friendly, but still edgy. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that Shrek thing where it's multiple levels where the jokes go over the kids' heads and they have no idea what we're talking about, but leaving out the bad stuff. So
I got
a
challenge.
I got to do it on all levels.
Yeah,
it's a challenge, a new challenge for you as a comedian.
More work for Jeff.
Yeah. That was Kelly Raspberry, and I got to ask you a question, Jeff. This is Big Al. When you were dating your husband, he waited until two dates to bust out the magic tricks, right?
Yes, my husband likes to do sleight of hand magic. But, you know, dating a magician is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. So on like our second or third date, he finally let me know he likes magic. So it could have been a turnoff.
So my question, Jeff, is when you were dating, when would you bust out the, hey, I'm a ventriloquist, by the way.
Well, honestly, my wife and I have been married for almost 7 years now, and when we started dating, she'd never heard of me before. It actually made it easier because, you know, no preconceived stuff. So she had no idea, but her boss was who knew who I was because his son was a fan, and his son was 8 years old. This is absolutely true. Audrey thought for the first little while that we were dating that I was actually one of the Wiggles.
Oh, that's pretty dope. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
And then the big joke was, I thought, wait a minute, what am I doing dating a woman who would date a Wiggle?
That's a good point.
Hey, those Wiggles got bank,
right?
I guess.
And your wife, Jeff, Audrey, she's like a nutritionist, and she was like a bodybuilder and stuff, right? So did she bring that into the kitchen? Do you have to eat all healthy now because of her?
Oh, man, it's not even funny. I know it's all good for me, and I know at my age I'm really healthy, and it's all thanks to her. But, man, it's a pain in the... You know what? I mean, plant-based stuff, I understand all that, but I miss the barbecue, and, you know, it's... I grew up in Texas. How can I not have a steak for God's
sake?
Right?
You might slip and fail a little bit in that plant-based diet when you're here.
He sneaks.
Well, I will, and you know, Memorial Day weekend, so, you know, I always get sad when those kind of holidays come along because we're, you know, eating stuff that's healthy, but, so it was really sad on Memorial Day. I'm also getting ready for the special, so, you know, you have to cut, I mean, I usually lose like 10 or 15 pounds before we tape, and so it's a roller coaster thing. So on Memorial Day, guess what I had for my big Memorial Day lunch?
What'd you have, Jeff?
A vegan hot dog.
Oh, no.
Bro, I've had one of those, Jeff, and they actually taste... Relatively close to a hot dog, or at least the one I had did.
Man.
How was yours?
Poor guy.
It was close, but the name made it worse. They called it the Leaner Wiener.
Shout out.
Now, a little motivation for the college students out there, because, Jeff, you went to Baylor, and... While you were at Baylor, man, you were making $70,000 a year as a college student. Gigging?
Yeah, that was back in the early 80s. I don't know what somebody'd have to figure that out, what that's equivalent to now. But, yeah, it was nuts. But, see, I never had the real college experience because when the weekend would come along and everybody would go to the games and they'd be drinking. And they never drank at Baylor, ever, of course.
No,
never, ever. So when all that stuff was going on, I'd get on a plane and I'd fly out to California and work at a comedy club on the weekend or do shows. So,
Wow.
Yeah. So, but the only reason I went to college, honestly, I wanted to get my degree because my parents had always saved for me, and helped me with the tuition. But I honestly stayed in college because I knew I wasn't ready for the big leagues yet in the comedy world. Because how many 21 or 22 year old stand up comics have you ever heard of that make any dent in the comedy world? They don't. You really don't reach your stride and figure out funny until you're later in life and have had a few knocks and a few things go badly for you.
Jeff Dunham does own the Guinness Book of World Records for most tickets sold for a stand up comedy tour. So there's that in your face, other people that didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, now they're begging for you.
But my big thing is, I really would. We were completely sold out on June 22nd for the taping of the Netflix at the American Airlines Center. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be 10,000 people a show. So the 21st, June 21st, we still have a few tickets left, and that's going to be fun. Because and anybody who comes to that show will see the unedited version. It's a 2 hour long show, but Netflix only wants 57 minutes. So if you want to see the full thing, you got to come to the live show.
And a salesman too, while he's at it.
Yeah,
Jeff at 9-1-1. When we sing songs to our kids, do you do stand-up routines for your kids, your young twins?
Yeah, you know, my boys are now 3.5 years old, and we have a few videos on my YouTube channel where we pull out the dummies and introduce the dummies to the guys when they were little teeny tiny, and it was pretty funny. It was almost when they were too young, so we've been waiting a few months till they got older so they can truly be terrified.
Make sure you grab your tickets for the Passively Aggressive International Tour. You could be in the Netflix special. Hopefully you got those tickets.
No, that one sold out.
If you got those tickets. But go to the one the day before, because that one's going to be all uncensored and a little bit longer. Because Jeff Dunham loves you like
Daddy.
That. And catch the second part of his biography on A&E. It's Jeff Dunham, Talking Heads. Part one premiered last night, so you can catch up on that. Catch part two tonight, 7 Central. And the Netflix is going to drop soon whenever they take that out here in Dallas.
All right.
Jeff Dunham.
Awesome.
You did it again.
Thank you, guys. You're always fun. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Jeff.
Later, buddy.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye. We're always fun.
Yeah.
We've never talked to him.
We've never talked to him before.
No, that was the first time.
But we're always fun.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.